We've done a lot of work, a lot of study on PDQ Bach, just about the only study that has been done on PDQ Bach, or is likely to be done on PDQ Bach. I think that it's time, only fitting, that we should go through his life, after all he did. He was the last of Johann Sebastian's 20-odd children. He was also the oddest. PDQ Bach's early life, his childhood, seems to have been the usual round of music lessons and church services. And indeed, for a Baroque composer, it's rather amazing that we don't have religious works by PDQ Bach. The explanation of this, I think, lies in the fact that later on, PDQ Bach converted to Catholicism, and all his religious works have been put on the index by the church. Towards the end of January in 1756, PDQ Bach visited the young Wolfgang Mozart, who was 3 days old at the time. PDQ immediately sensed a great talent in the lad and told his father that if given the proper training and discipline, the boy would undoubtedly become one of the greatest billiards players the world had ever known. His creative life, like that of so many composers, has been divided into three periods. The first is the initial plunge, in which he soaked up all the influences that he found around. As a matter of fact, PDQ Bach is one of the most eclectic composers the world has ever known. His plagiarism was limited only by his faulty technique. The second period of his life is generally referred to as the Soust period. This period he spent mostly on the town of Wein am Rhein, and he here studied with the well-known 18th century theoretician and composer Padre Martini. The last period of his life is usually referred to as contrition. PDQ Bach's music provides us an unusual example of the various traditions of the Baroque. There is, for instance, the influence of Johann Sebastian Bach of the High Baroque. And there is the influence of Vivaldi and some of the lesser composers of the Middle Baroque. Then there is the influence of Thomas Collins and his friends at Wein am Rhein illustrates the low Baroque. And finally, we have the really filthy Baroque. A characteristic which is wholly PDQ Bach. Well, now we come, the moment you've been waiting for, the last work on the program. The Sinfonia Concertante for six solo instruments and string orchestra, Schickele number 98.6. Now, the interesting thing about this lineup of instruments is the problem of balance. When the bagpipe is playing, you can't hear anything else. Whereas the lute is such a soft instrument that if there is simply another instrument in the room with it, you can't hear it, whether it's being played or not. So the problems of combining these into one work are tremendous, as you can imagine, and they are problems which PDQ Bach found no solution for whatsoever. But the loot looks nice. And I think that in this day of recording, that's something we've forgotten, the visual aspect of a concert. It's a very nice loot. And we hope you enjoy it. Think of it while you're listening to the bagpipes. I would just like to leave you with a few thoughts of placing P.D.Q. Bach in perspective. There was a great stylistic change in the 18th century. It took place around the middle of the century between what we now call the Baroque period and the Classical period. Now, most composers we hear from that period were able to make up their minds. But I think it is instructive to realize that there were those who couldn't. It has been said of P.D.Q. Bach that he sought new paths in the history of music and became hopelessly lost. Thank you.